public defecating and urinating, sex acts. These are among the things Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden says are happening outside and near the sheriff's office. He blames a group of activists who have set up across the street from the county jail. The activists say the sheriff's accusations aren't true. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden did not mince words during a presentation to county commissioners. He showed three pictures of the handicap ramp outside the sheriff's office. The ramp was littered with trash, and what McFadden said were human feces and urine.
We have to deal with the smell and the presence of human feces each and every morning. Not one morning, each and every morning.
McFadden told commissioners that the sheriff's office has over 40 reported incidents similar to this, including sexual activity on public property.
I was just informed of another sex act is happening 5 minutes before this meeting. So we have this every day.
He also alleged someone had been bathing in the pond at Marshall Park. The sheriff's office did not immediately answer a question about whether any arrests were made in these incidents. McFadden blames a group that calls itself Jail Support, activists who have set up a cluster of tents on East 4th Street, across from the county jail. Jail Support distributes supplies like food and clothes to people being released from jail. At least some members are connected to the anti-police group Charlotte Uprising. A Jail Support member who goes by Lil Bit says McFadden's accusations are false. He says he knows nothing about the feces.
We have nothing to do with that, and we have to walk past it just like everybody else does, and we hope that they can provide a solution to these problems in the city so that it can be cleaned up for us as well.
Lil Bit says no member of the group has been having sex outside, and that he's also seen the person who's been bathing in Marshall Park.
I don't know who that person is. They're not a part of Jail Support. So we have, they're just baseless claims that McFadden has made.
He says no one from Jail Support was invited to speak at the county commissioner's meeting.
They didn't send us any invitation. They just went off on what McFadden's presentation was, ran with it, and that was it. No other side of it.
After Sheriff McFadden's presentation, Mecklenburg County Public Defender Kevin Tully said he was also bothered that a Jail Support representative wasn't invited.
I spoke at the predicate meeting to this one that if the board was willing to hear from them, that I certainly could make efforts to have them present, physically present, or I guess virtually present.
Tully said clearing out the Jail Support activists, like the sheriff's office did about 2 months ago, would be like fighting fire with gasoline. Chairman George Dunlap said the commission would not tell McFadden what to do.
The fact is, it is not for the county commission to decide. I think the sheriff made that clear up front. And the sheriff has enforcement powers. And so we can't dictate to him when he might use those powers.
Activists at Jail Support say they plan to stay there as long as there are people in jail. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.